Planned Parenthood is officially on the hot seat. Change is on its way to Nepal, and Christians might not actually be very happy about it. But there's some big news to celebrate in Haiti. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. U.S.-based Planned Parenthood will soon be under the microscope of Congress. A Planned Parenthood executive is on video describing how doctors use partial birth abortion to preserve the organs of babies for research. Partial birth abortion has been illegal since 2007. Michelle Schoun of Life Matters Worldwide.
We have to show them the humanity of the unborn. We can't take a human life without being accountable to God. They're looking at a fully formed 18 to 24 week baby. You know, they can distinguish the heart and the lungs and the liver and whatever else they're looking for. It's a human being and they know it.
Life Matters introduces women to the writer of their life story. A lot of writing is going on in Nepal, but not everyone's going to like what it says. For years, there's been talk of creating a new constitution in the Hindu-majority country of Nepal. Now, it appears to be taking root. But Hindus have proposed a law that threatens religious freedom and conversion. Emily Fuentes of Open Door says this could spring more persecution on Christians.
Christians face especially societal pressures and persecution. That's more how it materializes often, from not maintaining traditional beliefs or the beliefs of their family or neighbors or friends.
Sharing a gospel with a non-believer could become illegal if the law is established. Christians don't mind the challenge, but they could use some encouragement.
We don't pray that persecution goes away because they know, persecuted believers know that the church grows in spite of persecution. But they ask us to pray that they would remain strong.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Human trafficking is one of the fastest-growing businesses in the world. Since drying up demand is next to impossible, there's always prevention. E3 Resources offers the Priceless Cube. It's a storytelling puzzle that can be used anywhere to raise awareness and save the next victim from predators. Teams will be working in high-traffic areas. In fact, one team's heading to Paraguay next week. They'll be sharing Christ and connecting what's priceless about Him. Watch for their success stories at missionnews.org. Speaking of success, 5.5 years after Haiti's quake, only a handful of groups can say there's been successful rebuild. Here's one of them.
The hundreds of church partners that we have, they have buildings attached to them where kids actually attend school and attend our program. Well, those buildings were damaged or destroyed, so that's what we knew we had to do. We had to get our buildings back up and build them to international seismic standards to make safe places for kids.
That's spokesman Tim Glenn for Compassion International. In the weeks that followed the disaster, people donated $31 million to the Compassion Emergency Fund to help.
We built 30 new schools throughout the earthquake-ravaged area. And we've built homes, we did emergency supply kits, we did an income generation loan program that helped launch 450 businesses.
Now that they've wrapped up the project, the disaster office closed a week ago. That lets the team focus on child development through sponsorship. And it's really a God thing because the gospel is spreading through the church network, the schools, and the sponsorships.
It's not just our compassion kids who are going to those schools, it's other kids in the community. So now we've been able to expand our outreach and our ministry to the communities beyond even the kids in our program. Now all the kids in that community have safe places to learn, to play, and to grow.
And who doesn't love a good story? I mean, really, a great storyteller includes emotion, conflict resolutions, and characters. The Bible is packed with stories that are not only drama-filled, but also show God's power and love. The International Mission Board has 8 tips to share how to do this well, and we've shared them with you at our website. The tips range from know your story to practice, practice, practice. And then what? Well, get out there and start telling the story of Jesus. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sign up to get our daily e-news blast for free. Go to missionnews.org, type in your email address on the bottom, and just like that, you'll have up-to-date Mission News every day. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.